You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
What the fuck are you watching?
I mean, what was left wasn't even a body.
What the fuck are you watching?
What the fuck are you watching?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
What the fuck are you watching?
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast exploring the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. I'm Chris. This is...
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
It's Lisa.
Hello.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Fantastic. Never better. But that's not all.
Good.
We're also joined by...
I'm evil.
Motherfucking Silas.
Yo, what up?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you, Silas?
I'm pretty good. It's been a crazy week.
Hell yeah, it has.
Yeah.
One step closer to the edge.
We're about to break. I think we've been about to break, man. It's been like this for fucking years. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, is this the straw that breaks the camel's back, or is it just another everybody forgets by the end of the week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm telling. Before we get started today, I'm going to send a shout out to Sunny Isles Beach. Killing it this week.
Damn.
Charlotte. Quezon City, Perth, Cornelius, and Tokyo.
Whoa.
I know. The fuck, right?
Yeah.
My weeaboo heart, it flutters.
Somebody listened to us on an iPod. I bet that's iPod Todd.
iPod Todd's back.
I haven't heard from him in a while. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, move the fuck on.
Well, should we tell people what we're doing instead of what we were gonna do?
Yeah. We were gonna do a fun little episode with our friend Alex, but he got called to Utah for a case. So we had to call an audible. So we will not be hanging out with Alex this week. Hopefully we can get him on in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Man, thank God I'm not a fucking coroner, man, because I could not be trusted with the Charlie Kirk thrussy. That shit was juicy.
Gushing.
Just gushing.
I didn't actually see it or anything. Chris was like, yeah. Chris was like, yeah, I fucking saw it. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, Chris, thank you, by the way, for sending me the clip. That's the only way I've seen the good one.
Yeah. Fucking right on Instagram. Probably.
Did you see the fucking the like Call of Duty intervention quick scope edit?
No.
Oh my God.
They put in like a hit marker in the like Modern Warfare 2 and they put in a bunch of like MLG edits and shit. It was crazy.
Jeez. Yeah, dude. That shit is still on Instagram. You can watch this dude get fucking assassinated on Instagram right now, but motherfucking Uncle Frank puts up some fucking drawings of censored boobies, and he's catching fucking shit for it.
Yeah, that's dude, I don't know what the fuck's insane. Up with that. Also, it is crazy to me that that video is still up, because I've gone back a few times over the past couple days to the one you sent me, and it's still right there.
Yeah. God damn, it's fucking rough.
That's so crazy. I saw a post about it like earlier this morning, and it had like the covered thing, you know, and it was like, do you want to uncover this? Mm-hmm. And I started to click on it, and then I was like, no, I probably don't want to.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
It was pretty crazy. It was pretty fucking graphic.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all have ever seen those like night cam photos, night cam like videos that like hunters, like headhunters, people whole like coyote and deer and shit like that. And they'll like post these fucking like trail cam, like night vision compilations of all the fucking shit they shot that night. It's pretty fucking crazy, but it was like, it was kind of akin to that. It was, he got fucking bagged and tagged, man. Rest in fucking peace. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, I'm really glad I didn't watch that fucking video. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know. My whole brand is being like shitty and sardonic about this kind of stuff. I've laughed at like every fucked up current event for like years at this point, you know, like, but like, it was really rough hearing that like his wife and kids were like right there and that one of them like ran over to him and shit. That's actually like super fucking hellish. Like I would never, you know, I would never wish.
Who the
fuck they were. So
I know, I heard that story about his kids being there and the kids trying to run to their dad because you know they're scared with all these fucking gunshots and shit happening,
like fucking 1 in 3.
Yeah
Fucking insane. I mean, I fucking dislike the guy, but I got a little bit of empathy, you know?
For real. Yeah, this episode and the pick for our replacement's not going to be like topical or anything, but I did, just because we had been doing all this shit with King Cobra, I did go ahead and pick up Charlie Kirk's Starbucks order.
For
the night, because somebody asked him about it at one of his debates because he's carrying Starbucks cups. I guess he got a Mint Majesty with 2 honeys. So I went ahead and grabbed me one of those. I poured it in my own cup, my own glass cup, and then I put it in the fridge because I wanted to have it cold. But I figured I would pull one out for old Sea Dog, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a real turning point.
It's pretty all right.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm lying. This is just like a stale, shitty-ass Keystone Light from last night.
Today's episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching is brought to you by the motherfucking Psychonaut Shop. Link in the show notes. Check it out. Get you some stickers. He's got some fresh new stickers.
Mm-hmm.
I sure fucking do. I've got 3 new ones. I've also got some old stuff uploaded. I've got a crazy ass fucking bumper sticker. Big bumper sticker for your car. I've got a 2-pack of my OG logo and heart-shaped design that's like holographic and shiny.
That one's my favorite.
Love that one.
I've got 3 brand new stickers, including the cool-ass die-cut Guro Gang sticker with a little Psychonaut girl on it. If you want to check that design out.
little human meatball.
Only within the U.S., unfortunately, just because the fucking shipping situation's fucking retarded right now. So, but you can still get all that stuff if you're one of our stateside listeners. And if not, still go check out the shop and look at design. Follow me on Instagram if you want to just look at shit, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you're fucking desperate to do interact for anything, you can fucking DM me and work something out with you. It's just really hard to run it on Big Cartel because the prices are so different country to country.
Yeah, I guess on that note, the Sodomy Boys shop still up and running. We've been changing shipping carriers to try to avoid the whole fucking tariff situation. So prices are not going to increase, but I think depending on what you get, things might take a little bit longer. I think that's the compromise we had to make to keep the prices lower. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
Okay.
We did touch down in Turkey. Spamela got her stuff, which was super cool.
Yeah.
Honorary sodomy boy.
Yeah.
We're hashtag spreading the sickness.
Possibly going to be on the next Sodomy Boys episode. So,
yeah, fucking, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
It would be cool.
Like coming in October sometime. We are going to be at Cinema Wasteland in Ohio the first weekend of October. So if anybody is in the area and they want to hang out, we'll be there.
Yo, for real though, this is about to be like the coolest fucking year ever. I just found out that this really cool artist that I like, musician, Rejected Reina, who is big in the like the cool side of like horror themed like Zoom music, like fucking Craig's shit, like way cooler than Cemetery, if I do say so myself. but Rejected Reina is going to be at Cinema Wasteland and is getting there signed by Fred Vogel. And then in November, they are actually, I think, co-hosting at the fucking Broke House Film, which is crazy. It's been like a recent development. I didn't see any of this till like.
Goddamn, you're cutting out like crazy, Silas.
I'm sorry. I've actually really liked their stuff for like a long ass time.
Yeah.
They're doing that, so it's really cool.
Hell yeah.
That is cool.
Fucking Discord's hating you today.
I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna put a gun in my mouth. If you don't stop, Discord. I think about it every day. And this is one of my main fucking reasons. Discord about to be my 99th reason.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Cinema Wasteland. October fucking, what is it, 3rd through 5th? First weekend.
Yay!
Of October.
It's going to be full of cum and chum.
Hell yeah. Come out and see us. Get cummed on.
Get chummed on.
Well, Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Oh. Apparently, we're going to watch Men Behind the Sun. Woo. From
1988.
It's a good year. Yeah. It's a great
year. This is actually a listener request, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
From Pepto Bismol.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not a sponsor, just free advertisement.
Ew, my fucking laugh just now was so gross. It was like it was like the fucking laugh that fucking Jeffree Star used to do back in the-
Oh, okay. It reminded me of fucking Banjo Kazooie. Men Behind the Sun, directed by Toonfae Mo, written by Mei Lu, Wen Yan Mo, Dun Jin Ting, starring Dai Yawu as Kikuchi, Gang Wang. I'm sure it's probably Gong Wong as Lieutenant General Shiro Ishii.
No, it's actually
Gong Wong. Hell yeah, dude. Fucking banger right there. Ying Get Wong. Shinin.
Ying Get Wong.
Ying Get Wong.
You Ying Get Wong.
Shinin Wang, Zuhi Lu, Lu Bu.
Bro, you're not gonna hit that Tai Long Jin.
Tai Long Jin, Ping Yu Lu, Zule Liang.
That is not right.
Yang Dong Zhao.
No.
Zhao Hao Mia Miao.
All right, you're just naming Dynasty Warriors characters
and
now.
And a whole lot of others. It's a little storyline for you. Story. story of a Japanese terror camp in the end of World War II, where the Japanese are using the Chinese as guinea pigs in terrible experiments to develop deadly bacterial plagues.
I would call it the Holocaust 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, man.
That storyline is brought to you by Tobias Broljung. Thank you, Tobias.
otherwise known as Larry at algonet.se.
Yeah.
My name's Tobias, but you can call me Larry.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Do we actually have a parents guide for this one?
Oh, wow.
Holy shit, we do.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. I don't even know how to act.
Been a while.
Since I read the parents guide.
Oh, it's been a while.
Since Charlie Kirk was alive. Oh,
God. If you read this, you are gay.
God damn. LMAO.
Well, start reading.
All right. You know, you want to teach the kids about a little World War II history? Is Men Behind the Sun the movie for you? Unit
731.
Let's check the IMDb Parents Guide. Sex and nudity has been rated severe. A young boy is shown all naked during surgery.
Oh, no.
Little Shota penis. Boy's gone wild over here in Japan in this terror camp.
Violence and gore has been rated severe. Story of a Japanese terror camp in the end of World War II, where the Japanese are using the Chinese as guinea pigs in terrible experiments to... Okay, Tobias.
What the fuck, Tobias? You can't just put it there in another place twice.
Chill, Tobias. Larry.
We get it, Larry.
Movie regarding Unit 731 lethal human experimentation.
Uh-huh.
Extremely brutal. Nothing is hidden from the camera, and we see people suffer, get torn apart, experimented with, etc. Real human body parts were used in a lot of these scenes for even more graphic effect.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, but yeah.
Damn.
Hell yeah. Okay. We're going hard tonight, I guess. A young soldier is shot at while trying to get out of the camp. He reaches the perimeter fence and is electrocuted.
Oh.
A woman is tied up and confined to a wooden post outside in the snow. A man comes outside and repeatedly pours ice-cold water from the melting snow onto her exposed hands. As a result, her hands and forearms develop severe frostbite. The woman is then taken inside and forced to submerge her hands in a water bath, following which the flesh on both arms is pulled off, leaving the remains of her arms as white bone.
Oh.
Man, they really needed to write all that out, huh?
Yeah. Extremely detailed. At least she's got white bones, I guess.
God damn it.
We're all white underneath it all.
That's what Charlie would say. Underneath it all.
All right, moving on. Profanity's been rated mild. The English dubbed version contains a few uses of ass and shit, but overall, nothing real bad.
Oh, well, that's good.
Nothing real bad.
Yeah.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking has been rated none. And then we have a note here saying characters are shown drinking alcohol.
Okay.
All right.
That's a first.
Yeah.
Frightening and intense scenes has been rated severe. This film is one of the most disturbing movies of all time.
Okay.
I hate IMDb so fucking much, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I guess we'll see about that.
Movie regarding Unit 731 lethal human experimentation. Lots of disgusting experiments on innocent people and killings. The autopsy scene is supposedly real.
Oh, no. I don't like autopsy scenes.
Now, if if I remember correctly, this movie inspired the rating system in China, correct?
Man, I honestly, I can't recall offhand.
Yeah, I think it was like the first Cat 3 movie.
That would make sense because I largely see it lumped in with Cat 3 stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so this movie follows the exploits of Unit 731, a Japanese unit.
Mm-hmm. A happy fun time camp.
Yeah, during World War II.
Okay, so this is a Japanese camp with Chinese prisoners?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the Japanese really don't like the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why.
I think they're getting along now.
I don't know.
They're doing better.
Reading off the Wikipedia here about Unit 731. Unit 731, officially known as the Manchu Detachment 731, and also referred to as the Kamo Detachment and the Ishii Unit, was a secret research facility operated by the Imperial Japanese Army between 1936 and 1945. It was located in the Pingfang district of Harbin in the Japanese puppet state of Manchukuo, now part of northeast China, and maintained multiple branches across mainland China and Southeast Asia. Unit 731 was responsible for large-scale biological and chemical warfare research, as well as lethal human experimentation. The facility was led by General Shiro Ishii and received strong support from the Japanese military.
Hell yeah.
Its activities included infecting prisoners with deadly diseases, conducting vivisection, performing organ harvesting, testing hyperbaric chambers, amputating limbs, and exposing victims to chemical agents and explosives. Prisoners, often referred to as logs by the staff, were mainly Chinese civilians, but also included Russians, Koreans, and others, including children and pregnant women. No documented survivors are known.
God damn. An estimated 14,000 people were killed inside the facility itself. Wow.
I didn't hear shit, anything about this until, you know, I was old.
And yeah.
Looking for fucked up shit. Hitler gets all the credit, man.
Yeah. I mean, what's really fucked up, though, is like what, I mean, maybe numbers wise, not as much, but what was going on was literally, it was like just as fucking heinous. It was insane.
Yeah. They were doing
some crazy shit in Japan back then.
Yeah.
For real. Just to see what would happen.
Just to see what would happen, dude. Yeah. Like, we need the data, bro. We need the data. Yeah. Who better than the fucking Chinese? We already raped Nanking. Why not?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, because it says an estimated 14,000 people were killed inside the facility, but biological weapons developed by Unit 731 caused the death of at least 200,000 people. That's insane.
Yeah. Good God. Can you imagine us being like, yeah, you know what? I want to harness bubonic plague.
Yeah.
And just like release it wherever I want. Like, good God.
Yeah, that's insane.
Well, I mean, not that we didn't fucking make an A-bomb or two, you know? But yeah. Like, still, it's just, it's all fucking crazy. It's all crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it almost seems like they were like, you know, let's see what happens if I never give this person water.
And yeah.
Oh, they died. Interesting.
Yeah. They're like, we need to know the details. We just need to know the details.
They're all like devil woman doctors.
Yeah. Every single one.
I don't even really think any like scientific discoveries were made. You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
Yeah, for sure. Nothing that wasn't pertaining to just killing people better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, because
it was like literally the whole point, which is fucking crazy.
Like, I always, you know, hear fucking bullshit or read bullshit on the internet. Like, oh, Unit 731 discovered a lot of great things about dehydration.
I'm like, did they though?
Like, people need water to live.
And also, like, was whatever they discovered, like, did it make sense to have to know it to that great of an extent? Like,
yeah.
That, you know, like, I think we already knew that bubonic plague kills people.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Water is good.
Well, I mean, like, yeah. Mummies exist. We've been dehydrating people for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like,
I said, but we'd write it down.
Or like, I don't know, maybe like the hypothermia thing. Maybe there's something to that, but
yeah, also though, so Unit 731, they were the ones that did the Mengele style fucking psycho experiments, but like obviously they were not the camp like this.
Yeah.
there were a fucking ton of places like this. They were essentially like the Japanese equivalent of like concentration. They were just like labor camps where they were fucking psycho shit to their prisoners. Just This was the most infamous.
Yeah. And here's a little fun fact for you. After the war, 12 Unit 731 members were tried by the Soviet Union in 1949 and sentenced to prison. However, many key figures, including Ishii, were granted immunity by the United States in exchange for the research data.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Like a Operation Paperclip type situation.
That's good shit, man. Like how NASA was comprised of a ton of fucking like Nazi scientists.
Yep. The Harry S. Truman administration concealed the unit's crimes and paid stipends to former personnel.
Oh, shit.
Good to know. A little history lesson for you here. What the fuck are you watching?
Yeah. I'm always glad to get those.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's not like we actually learn anything in school.
It's not like the powers that be ever actually learn anything either.
Some Men Behind the Sun. We're watching this one on YouTube. You said it wasn't like cut up or anything, right?
No, not that I could tell. I think I watched it again when the official newer release came out and it had everything intact. I mean, this has like some real graphic shit in it, so I can't imagine it cut now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you want to check the movie out? It's on fucking YouTube.
Like the fucking child full frontal is in this, so I can't imagine that.
Watch it while you can, I guess. This was put up 8 years ago, so
yeah.
It's been there 8 years, so
damn. This is Men Behind the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch this movie.
I actually found this upload because I was just wanting to watch like talking about the movie or something. This was just there, so I just watched it. Damn, it even says Man Behind the Sun in the fucking title.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, maybe it's Man Behind the Sun.
Well, like I said, when I Googled it, it said that there was an alternative title of Man Behind the Sun.
Well, all the sequels said Men Behind the Sun. Maybe it's an aliens situation.
Well, it was probably also like intention, because I bet they meant to put Men Behind the Sun. Just grammatically put man on accident.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They'd be doing that. War.
Yeah. Militarists had occupied northeast China and established the puppet state of Manchukuo. In order to expand their greater East Asia empire, the Japanese did much preparatory work. Some of their least known activities were the experiments on bacterial weapons by the Manchurian 731 squadron.
Yeah, so this is also the subject matter of Philosophy of a Knife.
The headquarters of the 731,
that Russian-made film. But that one's both like a really psychotic extreme horror art film and also like a docudrama with like actual documentary footage and like shit. It's wild.
Damn.
A pathology laboratory, a jail, an electrical generating plant, the commandant's office, and other facilities for various experimental projects.
Man, it's like some History Channel shit.
I miss this kind of stuff. I miss when stuff like this was on TV all the time. I mean, not, but you know, like documentary.
Yeah.
Shit like this.
Yeah.
I was listening to some fucking video or podcast or something the other day, and somebody was like, yeah, it was like back when Discovery Channel something like that. And I was like, are you kidding me?
You're cutting out so fucking bad, Silas.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, back then, like, History Channel used to be, like, almost all World War II shit. My dad used to watch it all the fucking time. And now it's like fucking all swamp people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking hate it.
Yeah. Only my mother and my sister did. Yeah. My mom cried too.
Although I didn't cry when I left, I still felt very bad. Yeah. Because my father died here in action. I didn't cry, but my mom and sister did.
Yeah. They were both killed
here fighting in China. We're boys. We don't cry.
Yeah. Better not.
Dude, I wish I could fucking cry. I think I'm, like, irreparably broken at this point.
Yeah.
Just nothing comes out anymore.
You're really putting pieces of sushi out there? Stereotypes. Gah.
God damn.
The boys are feeding the homeless man sushi.
I don't want your food.
Homeless man don't fuck with sushi, man. He's eating fucking this kind of pancakes. Rice cake to get even in Japan.
Mm. That's a rice cake.
Yeah, we're gonna make him fucking eat it. Yeah, fuck him up. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're gonna be cruel to this guy about the food, but you'll see why he didn't take it. But they don't know yet. They're new, fresh off the fucking train. They don't understand what's going on over here.
Oh, okay.
And why a Chinese peasant might not want to take some fucking Japanese food. Man, those fucking like platform sandal things that they be wearing have always looked so uncomfortable.
Yeah, they look ridiculous, dude. Especially in the snow. How are you wearing those?
Yeah, like why? They're definitely not giving any better traction. Yeah, and he just like spit that shit right back up after they forced it.
Yeah. So
stopped.
Walking off into the sunset.
Nice mustache.
Oh, yeah. That's hard for Japanese people to grow, too. He worked real hard on that. Or just pasted it on.
Wants to look the part.
Excuse me, sir. Dr. Ishii's just arrived at headquarters. Would you please? It's okay. I'm coming. Yes, sir.
Coming already? Haven't even started yet.
Ishikawa, yeah, catch. He's just like jacking it behind the desk. He's like, give me 2 minutes, I'll be out there. He's got some like a hentai comic opened on the desk.
You still look the same. You haven't changed at all since I saw you last. Same old 731 Ishii.
Yeah.
Dr. Ishii is back. Let's welcome him in the normal way. Banzai!
Banzai! Heart goes out to them.
Yeah.
Dr. Ishii's returned to the court. That's the normal way.
Just arrived today. I'm surprised they sent him back. Here, catch.
Grenade.
Now listen up. I'm your new section head. My name is Sergeant Kawasaki. Now you're in the Kwantung Army. You're all members of the 731 Squadron Youth Corps. Do you understand?
Man, since playing Call of Duty and shit again, I forgot how much of a rush it was to fucking deal with having to, like, throw away or throw back grenades when they land next to you. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
I was like...
Oh, yeah, there's body parts.
He's having a good time with her.
Always a weird old man just having way too much fun with the bodies.
Yeah,
that's Alex.
Yeah, it fucking is.
Singing and dancing and playing with body parts.
He said, sorry guys, I was too tired. I was up all night singing and dancing and playing with body parts.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you, General. It's pretty wild. Recently, I've been watching a bunch of, like, YouTube World War II documentaries and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess so, like, it was always weird to people, right, that the Japanese are, like, the Axis powers because they're Japanese and not white Aryan. But I guess it was almost this, like, weird mutual exchange agreement thing that was essentially Japan also had, like, really up interests that had to do with, like, their own, like, sadistic pursuits and also, like, domination and economics and shit like that.
Yeah.
So it was almost just like a matter of, okay, yeah, you guys are you're kind of like the same vibe.
Yeah, we like what you're doing over there.
So they were just kind of like, yeah, all right, you're cool, whatever. And they actually had very little really direct correlation or contact or anything with each other. I must
get it back. Okay.
They were just kind of like vibing. And it's almost more fucked up, I think. Because from what I can gather, they didn't even particularly like each other, which is the crazy part.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of a strange alliance.
I think it was almost just more, I think in terms of like actual warfare, it was like a, yo, we need you to back us up against the U.S. because they're definitely going to come for
you. Yeah.
So these boys are trying to sneak in to get something of theirs back. I think that's what they said.
Was it that ball that got thrown earlier?
Yeah.
I really
want they saw that they had that, they threw it away because they're, fuck you, no toys, but.
Yeah. Yeah, the subtitle said bull. And so I was like, I don't know for sure what they're trying to get, but yeah, it's that ball. It's gotta be.
Slapping the fuck out of them kids.
He's just going down the line slapping them. Yeah.
Snake, this is a solo sneaking mission. Weapons are procure on site.
Oh my god.
Major, I've procured the ball.
But the clap of my ass keeps alerting the guards.
Oh yeah, he got his ball. And now they're trying to sneak back out. What the hell is that?
Bunch of fucking mice.
This is a giant fucking pile of rats.
Is it? Okay.
Because they are harvesting bubonic plague in there. Isn't that just awful to even think about?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, they threw them in the pit of mice.
All the fucking ball kids jumped in on the mouse pit.
Oh, God.
The boys looked at each other like, hey, this is kind of cool.
I don't think so.
Some guards walking around in heavy gas masks and shit. They're trying to avoid them. Damn, they left the door open to the rat room.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they got caught.
Busted. All for a ball that looks like it would never bounce.
Yeah.
Look like a fucking croquet ball or some shit.
His father gave him that ball.
Look like it was fucking ceramic.
I was gonna say it was like looked like fucking solid ceramic or some shit.
Oh man, the one was gonna get away.
Stormtrooper aim.
yeah.
going on here, I guess.
Kill one of their own. Just because he trespassed.
Oh, man. They couldn't shoot him, but he hit the electric fence.
Yeah. That's a really good visual, though.
Oh.
And then the ball rolls down.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big spark from the fence out here in the pitch black of the wintry night.
Yeah.
All the like wind sounds.
Hell yeah.
Not only because we're short of staff, it's mainly because what we require here are people of the highest integrity and loyalty. Headquarters only recognize.
God, I want a desk lamp like that. I love those things.
Yeah, I want one of those fucking like green ass lamps.
Yeah, that one's like super blue. I don't know if I've ever seen one like that, but it's like the same thing but blue.
Yeah,
it's really neat. I'd better leave you two. Thank you, sir. Right, let's go. But yeah, like the domed glass.
Yeah,
colored glass.
Yep. I don't even know what they're called, like banker lamp or something.
Yeah. Like a banker visor.
Yeah.
I'll wear one of those, too. So, it's Colonel
Nakatomi, the idiot. He even ridiculed the effectiveness of your water purifier. He did.
Oh, no. Damn Nakatomi.
That water purifier was flawless.
It's a cool shot of him walking in front of the Japanese flag, and he's just, like, kind of centered right in front of the red circle.
Yeah.
So they're in, like, a big-ass fucking Metal Gear Solid 2. intro scene fucking briefing room right now with ranks and ranks of soldiers in front of the generals.
Yeah.
Up on a stage. Generally, she would
like you to. Metal Gear Solid 2 was right, man. I'm not qualified to have free will.
Dude.
What the hell?
That game is an anomaly.
Is he
yeah,
peeing?
So General Ishii is peeing in a glass and they are going to make homeboy drink it.
Oh, it's the water purifier.
Oh, it's like shit.
And it's gonna be like a power move. Fuck you kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's a nice water purifier. Yeah. Looks like it worked.
Turn that pee into water.
He tested himself first.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Now those kids are like, oh, God. Drank the whole glass.
Is anybody else hard right now?
He really liked that.
It's rocking the Hitler mustache.
That's the one I was saying nice mustache about earlier.
Okay, maybe he's not going to make him drink it. He just remembers he drank that shit himself. That's crazy. That's more crazy.
Definitely more Japanese. Something a Japanese kid would do.
Yeah. He was just like, look how good my water purifier is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Thank you. He's like, we got that Kangen water here.
What kind of soldiers are you? Stop acting like kids. You want to gain honor for Chiba? They are kids. Acting like real men. And they just slap them all the time. Prone
position, crawl. Yeah, this is like fresh conscripts too. Like they haven't had any whatsoever, and they're just getting thrown into like this environment specifically, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Making him crawl in the snow. Hurry up! The little kid was watching him from the other side of the fence. With his own ceramic ball.
No, he's running it off.
Cap, fuck you guys. I get to play with balls that don't bounce. And you don't.
Keep moving. Keep moving.
God. Oh my God.
Stole that woman's baby.
Just threw it. And now they're gonna take her away.
Yeah.
Leave it out there.
Pushed her down the stairs.
It's kicking snow over.
Oh
it.
My God.
Oh no. The doctor said that we should conserve the Maruta. This one can be stuffed and mounted. It won't be wasted. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Blanket of snow for the baby.
That they're gonna stuff and mount.
Stop that crying.
Yeah.
Call that good parenting.
Now they're digging holes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the water's coming out. Oops.
Hey, the water's coming out.
The water's coming out. Just keep tugging on it, Jimmy.
God damn it.
Even more water will come out.
I love the dubbing so much.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think. It's okay. Yeah, these kids still don't like quite grasp like where they're even at or what they're doing.
Yeah. He's too much. He's always looking for
trouble. Look, isn't that Hoshino's ball? Let's get it back. Come on.
The fucking ball subplot of this movie is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kid's back at the fence line. I saw it.
And they're gonna go attack a kid to get the ball back.
That little Maruda.
But, like, isn't the guy dead?
Okay.
The guy that had the ball. Oh, isn't he the one that ran into the fence?
Yeah, yeah, but they gotta do it for honor. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They can't let a little Maruda have a ball.
Oh, yeah, for God.
Hey, this ball fucking sucks. Who are
you? So this ball isn't the same at all.
My mouth don't work good. He must be a mute.
He must be a mute.
This isn't a ball, it's just a really round rock.
They're not even going to give him his ball back? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did. Nice.
Yeah.
Pensively picked it up and ran off.
Okay.
And the bathhouse.
Yeah, now we're in a big
motherfuckers out.
Fucking pool. What is that? That is a man,
sir. Oh, you idiot. You tell me what that is. He's a Chinese man. Oh, bitch. Wrong.
You tell me what that is.
Sir, he is a very bad Chinese man.
Take it out.
Wrong.
Now remember, that is called a maruta. It's a log for the fire or for making coffins. It's material for experiments. It is called a maruta. Now tell me what it is.
Maruta, sir.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Maruta!
You, tell me what it is.
Maruta!
Maruta! Maruta! Oh my God.
Beating that dude's ass.
Yeah.
I think the children have been indoctrinated.
We must do all we can to collect evidence.
Damn.
And then get it out of here.
That was easy.
The outside world must know.
Yeah.
Call that dude Charlie Kirk, the way he indoctrinated those kids so quick.
Oh, okay. So this is the woman that they took her baby and now they're pouring the water over her hands.
They got her tied up, hands out, and they're pouring water all over her hands.
After they rip the pillow out that they thought was a baby.
While they step on her bag baby.
That she thought was a baby.
Look at the icicles.
Yeah.
God, it's so fucking icy out here.
Yeah, it is. It's just a whole pile of ice they're standing on.
It's like an ice quarry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like straight up ground water that they're like pouring on her. There's like beating a hole into the ground and taking the water out and pouring it on.
Yeah.
Some ice water.
It's as cold as it gets.
What the fuck is going on here? Why? Are they making an igloo?
Yeah, it's insane.
Ice walls? Ice floor?
Oh, God.
We're chopping her frozen hands off.
I don't think they chopped them off, did they?
Or just whacking them.
I think he was just hitting them. Knocking the ice off. Now he's going to pour more water on there.
Yeah, got to get that ice off there for the water. Okay. Those hands are frozen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just keeps knocking all the ice off to pour more water on.
Bringing the lady into the room. Her hands are black. She's frozen. Frostbite.
Now they're putting her hands in hot water.
The Maruta's been at minus 35 degrees for 10 hours.
10 hours.
God damn.
It's 15 degrees.
Oh.
Peel their skin off. Oh,
good God.
The white bones.
Just so ripped these are, whole arms right off.
I'm pretty sure these are real cadaver arms.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Makes sense. They look pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, now they're putting somebody's arms through this
holes
hole. Yeah.
Liquid nitrogen type shit.
Oh, yeah. That's what they did. Mm. They froze his freaking hands.
What you're seeing now is a quick freezing experiment at minus 196 degrees.
And then they break his fingers off with a stick.
You must pay attention.
Yeah, don't fucking look away.
I miss summer camp.
Apple party.
And then I want you to spit it out just like I have.
Hell yeah.
Remember this, don't swallow it. This way you can eliminate germs.
This is making me happy I never went to winter camp.
Why?
All right then. They get up to some crazy shit there.
I'd like you to be my guest this Sunday. And we can all have a drink together.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, watch out for that guy.
Marita, you're invited too. You want to join us? Sure.
Wanting to drink with all the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, spit your apple back out in your hand.
Yeah, he's like, show me how you bite this apple and then spit it back out. And then come drink at my house.
It's all just a question of humanitarianism. Don't you understand?
No, this concerns the rise and fall of our great empire.
Listen, Ishikawa, they're human beings just like us. They have parents too. Don't you understand what I'm saying?
That's all nonsense!
Yeah, how dare you say something like that?
Gentlemen, come on, this is Sunday. Let's not discuss business here. Come on, let's eat.
Oh, man. Is the kid with the ball back?
Fucking ball.
Are they gonna play ball through the fence?
Boy with the striped pajamas.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking as soon as I saw the kid on the other side of the fence.
Some crazy music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some Fantasia bullshit.
I know, like...
Some mischief music.
I feel like the music really fucks up the scene.
Kawasaki pushed him and he fell down the stairs.
Kawasaki?
We're going to do something to get back at that pig, Kawasaki, and we want you to do something to help us.
As members of the 731 Youth Corps, we should obey our officers. Just forget it. We have to abide by regulations here.
You're just a damn coward. Chicken!
Dead body man still down there living it up.
Yeah. I think he's getting drunk now.
The only happy one here.
Hey, Specs. What do you think they're going to be doing to us now?
Yeah, Specs.
Wears glasses, so that means he's smart.
I wish that worked on me.
Yeah, for real.
That injection this
yeah.
Morning? Damn. You still got no arm girl alive, huh?
I know, that's crazy. So they took blood from the people that were dying and are injecting these people with it?
Yeah, I think it's got like concentrated bubonic plague in it.
Okay.
It's like a forever broth. Just paying it forward.
Oh, yeah.
Before the war, Dr. Ishii collected data on this project in Europe for 2 years. According to him, the German research and experiments in this area are far behind our own.
Yeah, they're just gassing people over there.
I heard that Lieutenant Colonel Nakatomi
they're like, Dr. Mengele is only doing experiments on like 1% of the prisoners. He don't know what they're doing over
there. Hasn't even thought to freeze their arms off yet.
Oh my god.
On that note, we really need to start experimenting with twins.
Always believe that chemical and biological weapons are a far more effective way of waging war than bombs and guns, and right now we must regroup and mobilize our forces.
Yeah. more effective is one way to put it, man.
We have to get ourselves well prepared for the coming
imperial war. That's pretty crazy, though.
God.
Please speak up if you have any questions.
This whole thing has been crazy.
We have managed. The U.S. is like, we always thought that atom bombs were effective. From
the norm. The amount of is cultivated, according to our calculations, sir, is virulent enough to wipe out all of mankind. At the same time, we have increased the number of mutated plague-infected rats to 3 million. We've also
got
400 kilograms of fleas. This is equivalent to about 1 billion fleas. If 1 billion of these plague-infected fleas were all released simultaneously, it's not hard to imagine the situation on the war front would be drastically changed. We'd be assured that the Empire would win the war.
So fucking crazy.
Release the fleas!
It's up to us!
So, what's super fucking crazy is all the foibles of Unit 731. Because they had other departments working on shit, like trying to construct flea bombs and shit like that. Or, like, hand grenades with live fleas in them that you could use in battle. And obviously that was retarded. It didn't fucking work, and the fleas just fucking died.
Yeah,
it didn't infect anybody, but they were definitely trying this entire time.
Oh God.
Excuse me.
What the fuck is he doing?
Rubbing up on some girls.
Please enjoy the food.
Oh, he wants another one. Mm.
Seems your sword's not rusted yet.
Have you seen my water purification unit? Let me show you.
You about to get R. Kelly on her. Is that sake?
I don't know.
It's rubbing something all over.
What's the fucking point of that?
Oh, got some armpit hair. Pull it out.
He's like pulled her fucking armpit hair. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah, he like pulled her fucking armpit hair and she flinched and knocked this bowl off. And now he's really freaking out about it.
Still doing his freaky little freak laugh, though.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? He's like going full Gollum over here.
That was weird.
Yeah, what the fuck was that scene?
I don't understand the significance of that.
Just to show us that he's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I remember. It gave him an idea for like a or something.
Oh, okay.
Think we should pull all their armpit hair.
Armpit hair. This was it. Fucking like ceramic grenades.
Oh.
With like fucking fleas and pellets and bubonic plague infected shit. And it was retarded and it didn't work and it was fucking stupid. Thank God.
Well, right now he thinks it's a great plan.
But yeah, they really did this. They were just like, let's make a bunch of little ceramic vessels. And just fill it with plague shit.
Yeah, he thinks he's really thought of something.
Yeah.
All right. All of those who've been hit.
He's just vibing.
Yeah.
Put your hands up.
Stick to water purification, dude.
He said, look at all these people that got hit by these fragments.
Gentlemen, this thing. It's my latest invention, and I've called it
a bowl.
Low-temperature porcelain bacterial bomb.
It's a pretty long name.
Yeah, a bowl.
You're a genius.
Yeah, but I can't remember if they tried to, like, implement this shit in combat or anything, but I think when they were just doing their test runs and stuff, people would, like, when they tried to put live shit in it, they were, like, breaking them because they're just little fucking ceramic balls.
Yeah.
getting jostled around in a fucking combat scenario. Live fucking gear. And they were like infecting themselves with fucking plague.
Yeah. Don't break them. Yeah, be careful. Don't break them.
Yeah, be really careful with these giant fucking ceramic cylinders full of bubonic fucking plague.
Those were like
fucking military base.
Those were like fucking propane cylinders. Like, those things are huge.
Yeah, and they're like fragile. It's crazy. It's stupid. They're insane.
That's what you want. Very fragile grenades full of fleas.
But like, why the fuck were they so big?
I think those ones were supposed to be artillery shell style ones for getting dropped out of planes.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to work.
Yeah, for real. It's like, yeah, by the time we implement these, everything inside will be dead.
Yeah.
You can't really stockpile something with like fucking live ammo.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Please don't last very long.
Oh.
I don't know what the lifespan of a flea is. I imagine you only got a day or two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there ain't nothing in there to keep them going. They're just packed in. Yeah, the dude's like crucified out on the fucking battlefield. Ballistics tests and shit. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Nasty, gory fucking psycho nonsense.
Yeah, he was just hanging there, missing a leg.
His leg. One of them had like an eye popped out and shit.
Yeah.
Mangled.
We're gonna fuck this guy up with sound.
Uh huh.
They're just trying to get him into power electronics.
Sick ass shot.
Yeah, he's got a tight little ass.
This noise really makes
him. What the fuck?
He's pooping. Wow. He's pooping.
I was gonna say it makes him sweat a lot.
I found the brown.
It also looks like it's like swelling him up.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck. It's pressure. They're using like air pressure.
Yep.
He just shit his guts out.
Made his fucking guts literally shoot out of his ass.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's fucked.
Goddamn.
That's fucked.
His body's about to explode. God.
Oof. Hey there, Kawasaki. Hmm? I need you to find me a healthy young fellow. Do you think you can do that?
What, Hyundai? Not much use to you, but it's very. Hey, General Honda! Come on, now,
you can find us a healthy man. Kawasaki, if you can help us find a healthy young guy for this experiment, then I'll buy you a few drinks.
Oh, yeah, we'll all buy you a drink. How about that?
Don't worry about it. Kawasaki's good at that.
That's the guy that made them boys eat all them apples and spit them out. Yeah, don't trust that guy.
Yeah, he's looking for a young boy.
Fucking Mitsubishi. I'll do whatever you want.
It doesn't matter about me, but his, let my daughter go. Please, please, man, let my daughter go. It's unfortunate, too. I'm sure it wasn't even a choice. Yeah, I'll do anything you want. A funny coincidence. He definitely looks like he would be a pedophile.
Yeah.
Out of all the Japanese, like, general guys.
Yeah, dude.
So they rolled this woman in with her daughter.
What the fuck? These are like not. These are like white people. Where'd they come from?
Yeah.
We're in the middle of fucking China.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Pull some girl from fucking Maryland.
Doing some Valerie and her Week of Wonders shit in here.
Gassing her out or something.
Yeah.
Can they breathe the gas? Turns out the gas kills them.
Yeah, they were like timing how long it was going to take. By the way, are you still seeing that Chinese mute? No, sir, not often. Why do you ask? Oh, well, I just wondered if you could find him for me, that's all. Is that the kid he was playing ball with?
I'm not sure.
It's gotta be, right?
Yeah, you know, they all look the same.
Well, they keep talking about how he's mute.
Yeah.
The ball kid was mute. Hey, come on, come here. Come.
Yeah. Now, you go in there. That's him.
Ishikawa, you wait here. You can take him back again. Only when his surgery is finished.
What surgery?
Be quiet. No more questions. It's not your business.
Give him to that fucking pedophile guy. Can we get that?
Yeah, he's gonna do surgery on him.
Oh no, what are they gonna do to Ball Kid?
I don't know, but right now he thinks it's just a fun time.
Yeah, look at all these cool tools. Knives and they get scissors.
Is that the mute kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Pervert guy got him. Of course he goes straight for the dick.
Oh god.
Yeah. That's weird. Oh, they're gonna like ether him.
Ball Kid's on the operating table.
Oh no, he dropped his ball.
We're cleaning up his chest.
And everything. Yes,
and his wiener.
Cool. Jesus Christ.
Yep. Yeah, oh god. Now we're just gonna cut him wide open.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Live autopsy.
Uh-huh.
Real cadaver used.
For real.
Yeah, and it's really fucked up because they made that kid bring him.
Yeah.
Not knowing what they were going to do to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and they said, oh, you can take him home after his surgery's done. And he's like, what? What surgery? God damn.
They're just skinning that kid.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Gotta love the Japanese.
It's a freaking heartbeat sound.
How did they fucking do that?
Jiggling it.
Insane fucking effect, man.
Yeah.
Because that's real.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So whatever they did, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But goddamn.
I like how the heartbeat stopped as soon as they dropped it into the...
She took all his organs out. Put them in jars.
Are you all satisfied? God.
Well then, you have now got the heart, and you've got the liver, and you've got the brain that you needed. All these organs from a living boy in puberty are difficult to come by. That was very successful.
God damn.
Yeah, geez, the like insane like pedophilic undertones with that dude are like a wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, oh, you can take him home when his surgery's done, and now it's just a fucking body.
Yeah.
Carting him.
Yeah.
Carting him to the incinerator.
Oh my god.
An old man take care of him.
This dude's singing while he's chopping body parts off.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's still there. It's covered in blood. They made sure to throw it back in his cart with him.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah, they're all drinking.
Now he's down in it to cope.
Huh.
This dude's like, I've had it with chopping up dead bodies. I'm gonna chop up this dead body.
Yeah.
Hey, draw the curtains, okay? Oh. That fat ass is a bastard. He's a real animal. Yeah. Hey! That mute wasn't a Maruta, so why'd he kill him?
I really despise him.
Yeah, I can't stand him either.
Right. Let's think of a way to fix him.
Is she? I want to kill him.
It's just killing me how the dubbed voices are like grown men for these little boys. Oh, getting ready for disinfection. He's like, nobody's going to get naked with me.
Come on, little boys, get naked with me. I'm going to disinfect you.
I think they're gonna disinfect you.
All the boys have sticks and they're beating the shit out of that pedophile guy. I think his name was Samsung or something.
It was Mitsubishi Hyundai. It gives me the heebie-jeebs just fucking looking at the fucking bullshit. Room full of rats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Advance. This is all.
Yeah, they threw the cat. They threw a cat into the pit of rats. Oh, that guy's just fucked up.
Yeah.
He's alive still. Just messed up. Oh, God.
The mice are fucking that cat up.
Yeah, one cat against all these mice. It's not working out well.
Cat didn't stand a chance.
She's trying, though.
Goddamn, it's fucking brutal.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah.
Almost kind of negates the whole premise of why this movie should exist. Right? When you're just doing stuff that's also animalistic and brutal for no reason.
Yeah, this
while
is
making it.
Yeah, insane.
You pulled a 731.
Pull a 731 while making the fuck. Yeah, the, Jesus Christ. Why?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's so fucked too because it's like alive forever.
Yeah.
Because it takes so long. They're just like nipping at it. Beat a cat.
Fleas and germs can defeat bombers and guns. And this is the basic theory behind 731. And it's also my philosophy. For victory, we must take the strongest and groom them. And the same philosophy should apply to the 731 Squadron Youth Corps. Do you understand that, Sergeant?
I like how they didn't even ask, like, what happened to you? Why are you beat the fuck up?
It's a common occurrence.
Everybody's whooping that dude's ass.
Yeah.
We have the power to turn the war in our favor and save the Empire. All right, get up.
With fleas. Fleas are our only hope.
Fleas and little ceramic bowls.
Yeah. And germs. They keep talking about germs.
The Andar Rural Station is preparing for the final porcelain bomb test soon. They'll need Maruta. So have you sent them off yet?
Yes, sir. They left very early this morning.
God damn, Japan. Is that really what they put all their fucking chips in on? Is fucking fleas?
Inside a little tiny porcelain jars. Just fucking accidentally killed a bunch of their own, trying to fucking make that work somehow. He said
we must try. My God. That's all we can
do. We must let the world know about. Because it's retarded. Getting back at these
bastards. I don't understand. Call the Air Corps. They can go. The target site is ready. They're like, we have to keep them healthy. But we haven't got through yet. To do these experiments, right. And their experiments are things like tying them to crucifixes. Do it now.
It's because they want to know how this stuff would affect healthy military-age males on the battlefront. We need the
Maruta urgently. Oh my right. God! I just want to know from you whether they're on their way or not. Excuse me, sir.
Oh shit.
So the prisoners are getting free from their crucifixes. They're going after them in the car. And they're just hitting them with their freaking cars. Shooting at them. They're all terrible shots.
That was one of the safest places on Earth to live. Also, so conducive of absolute fucking psychopaths.
yeah, it is crazy. It's like one of the safest places, but like the crimes that do happen are fucking heinous.
Yeah. And just their military history is just the hell on earth. This is a crazy fucking scene. This is all so wild.
It is insane.
Here's the thing that's crazy. This is a trilogy.
Really?
Technically a quadrilogy, but the fourth film is not named as if it's a part of this, but it was made by like the same people.
Oh yeah. Damn. How much more can you do?
Yeah, there are two more Men Behind the Sun movies on one. The Black Sun, the Nanking Man.
Oh.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think I heard of that one.
Graham saying that the Americans have bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It seems that both cities have been completely destroyed. And also the Russians have declared war. I'm afraid to say that our fate is sealed. We've received orders from High Command to retreat, but I personally think that the work of 731 Squadron involves highly classified information. So now I'm requesting the following from you. Firstly, we must exterminate all remaining Maruta. Every facility in this compound must be destroyed. Nothing is to remain. The engineers will be in charge of this job.
Turns out Fleas was a bad idea.
I want nothing left. Third, collect all data and documents. I want them all destroyed at once. Nothing is to remain at all. Fourth, the Youth Corps retreats to Tonghua. Fifth, all units commit suicide. Also,
damn.
Families and dependents will commit suicide as well.
Families and dependents. God damn, dude.
In other words, everything must be destroyed. No evidence must be left behind.
That's insane.
Doctor, this squadron consists of some very highly qualified people. It seems such a waste to order them to die. Really, there's no need for such meaningless sacrifices.
I'm fully aware of that, General. But we have got to ensure the secrecy of this facility.
Yeah, he just threw everything out of the suitcase that his wife was packing. So the dad is more important than the children's clothes.
If you're captured, you must swallow it. Well, it was prepared by your husband.
Oh, come on, my dear. Gotta fill the suitcase.
With data.
What do you know?
All right. It's true.
I'm kind of confused, too, because I want to know, I want to understand the collection process for this data, because a lot of it has just been like people standing around and watching an attraction happen.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen them like actually writing anything down, typing or documenting with photos or video, or like, and there's nothing good.
Yeah.
They're just watching awful shit happen.
They're burning the data.
The data is, when I kill people, they die.
So they're just gassing all of the prisoners.
Yeah. They gotta get rid of everything.
Digging a big fucking hole.
Oh,
hey, babies in jars.
Yeah. Oh, they're blowing up all their flea bombs.
Dang, he's carrying those people like suitcases.
Uh-huh.
The fuck?
That's crazy. Ow. Ow.
God.
Old Japanese man. How's he fucking doing that?
Strong motherfucker, dude. Blowing up the whole facility.
Mm-hmm.
Flea bombs can't do that.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, this shit's way better than guns and bombs. This will definitely work way better. It was worth everything we did.
Yeah, they just poured gas on a pit full of people and threw fire in there.
I think it's crazy that they had any inclination whatsoever that doing any of this was somehow going to up what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just give the data to the U.S. and they'll cover it up for you.
Oh, all the rats on fire.
Flaming rats. Wow.
God.
Yeah.
God damn.
They just really did that.
That's insane.
Just so you could get some cool shots.
That was kind of cool how they all spread out like that.
Yeah, so worth it. so worth it, this, especially with the premise of this fucking movie in mind.
Long March.
Yeah. These are all the people that worked there?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, it seems like they had, like, family and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it was, like, a whole freaking base or something.
Some really cool shots with the rain here.
Yeah.
Especially what it was, like, Ishii through the window or whatever with all the water running down.
Uh-huh.
Really coming down.
Sir, Mrs. Tanimura is going into labor. Can she ride in the car? Is that possible?
Eh? The car's full. The doctor needs his things. No, she can't.
What the fuck?
Somebody shut that bitch up. I'm trying to talk.
This fucking... This is so crazy. Well, gentlemen. Just a woman going into labor here.
This is not...
Yeah.
The Japanese Empire has not yet been defeated. Our base may have been destroyed, but our work will continue. I know.
That's a Maruta!
A Maruta!
Prisoner, stowaway, getting stabbed to death with a Japanese flag. While a woman's going into labor in the background.
Yeah.
Why did it say applause?
I don't know. And the woman's dead.
You see all the blood running down the flag.
Yeah.
That they showed too.
Okay.
Credit crawl with the train station and the crying baby in the background.
Oh yeah, okay. Alright, Men Behind the Sun.
Yeah. It's telling us all this stuff. After Ishii left Tokyo and returned home, he was arrested by American intelligence officers.
Agreement with Americans for immunity from war crimes prosecution, handed his experiment results to the Americans. Epidemic of bubonic plague erupted in Pingfang, carbon from plague carrying fleas left by the squadron.
Oh.
Cool.
Did they die in vain?
Yeah, no shit, they died in vain.
Who are the real cannibals?
God.
I love that that's a recurring thing.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That was Men Behind the Sun.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think?
It was okay.
It is a it's a classic in the genre, but goddamn.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was a cool little what would you call it, like a docudrama.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was okay. I had issues, obviously.
What issues did you have?
Well, I think it being dubbed was kind of a setback for it because it was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, some of the shit they said was pretty funny.
And then there's the whole naked little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a...
Not a fan of naked children.
Yeah.
Lisa.
The child nudity is a big fucking issue for me. But yeah, I didn't hate
It's an animal cruelty too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Use of lots and lots of man, if you thought Thriller was bad with the eyeball scene, lots of cadavers just getting cut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot.
Yeah, dude. But all in all, I thought it was pretty decent. I think it kind of started to drag for me towards the end. When they were leaving the facility and all that.
I will say the sequels are not as solid.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but that's just kind of how it is. Except for Nanking Massacre, I think that is kind of one that stands on.
First Cat 3 movie. And I could see why. That shit was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, just like the amount of scenes where that guy's just like tossing body parts around or chopping up bodies. Just like singing and shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That guy was having the time of his life, man.
Yeah. He was the only one having a good time.
Yeah, he's loving it.
In another life in like some medieval hellscape, I'd be like that type of dude. Or like one of those like Quasimodo dungeon guys.
Yeah.
Something like that.
God.
All right, Lisa. You star rating and your what the fuck moment.
Okay. Man, this is hard. I think I'm going to go like 2.5 stars.
All right.
I was pretty sure I was going to do 3, but now that I mentioned the naked boy, I had to drop it down a little lower.
Yeah.
My what the fuck moment. I think it's got to be the fucking rats killing the cat.
Yeah, it was fucked.
That was rough. Yeah. Just a cat in a giant pit of rats, and the rats were just attacking it for a very long time.
Yeah, it was almost fucking real time cat murder.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy. What about you, Silas? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
So this is this is definitely a staple film as far as extreme cinema goes. And I do have a lot of reverence for where it stands within the zeitgeist and the timeline of the. But, man, I think I'm going to go with 4 stars on this one.
Okay.
I do think it's a very well executed film. I think it's very watchable front to back, despite some of the parts where it dragged.
Yeah.
But I have to, a reason I need to drop it is largely because of the fact that it has this premise where it's acting exhibit these atrocities for us while also reveling in the exploitation to the point that it also just exhibits atrocity.
Yeah.
So with the full frontal kid nudity and the fucking animal cruelty, super unnecessary animal, all that in mind, it's definitely going to go down a little. What the fuck were they thinking?
Yeah.
They did some atrocities on this one.
Yeah.
My what the fuck moment is probably, I want to give my actual what the fuck moment, but it's so fucked up. I don't know if I say it. I don't know if I even want to say it because the listeners didn't actually have to watch this.
Yeah.
So they didn't see.
You gotta see it. I want to know it now.
Oh my God. When they put the little fucking boy up on the fucking arm and his little dick's sticking straight up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that was what the fuck, man? Yeah. I didn't need to fucking see none of that. Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
I looked away because of the naked kid so much more than I've looked away for like gore and shit.
His little fucking uncircumcised fucking elephant trunk tube dick. I don't need all that. Come on now.
Yeah.
We've seen a fucking erect.
What the fuck?
An erect child penis tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it.
That's crazy. I'm not happy about it either.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Insane.
Yep. Goddamn. Thanks, China.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm at a 3.5. It's a decent movie, other than, you know, some of the shit you have to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's what we're here for. Child penises and all.
God.
Speak for yourself, says Lisa.
Yeah, no, I'm not here for any of that.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say that.
My secondary what the fuck was the fucking rats on fire. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Cool yeah. shots. What the fuck though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chris, did you say yours?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just trying to take the focus off of childhood. Good God. Good fucking God. They're built different in China, man.
Yeah.
My what the fuck moment. I guess it's going to be when they peeled that woman's fucking arm skin off.
Yeah.
And it was the bones and the fucking floppy bits. And it, It was wild.
Like when you fucking use the fork and like de-tendon a fucking chicken tender.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you were saying it was like some real fucking cadaver bits, and it looked like it.
Yeah, that was so crazy.
Put your whole mouth over a fucking chicken wing and just pull it all off all at once.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. That's it right there. Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. All right, Lise.
Oh, God, I'm not ready.
How spicy is this movie?
I don't know. I think it's just going to have to be something I've already used.
That's fine.
I don't know. I think, maybe I'm just going to say something like Hot Cheetos because I can't think of anything.
Classic Lisa maneuver.
It is. Yeah.
Naked child penis is a hot Cheeto. I guess it'll look like a hot Cheeto.
Oh my God.
I hate you.
I just figured it would be a little bit spicier.
I'm having a hard time coming up with spicy things, and I usually try to think of them beforehand, like while we're watching the movie, and I did not do that today. So
too enthralled.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say Hot Cheetos because it was a little bit spicy.
Yeah, it was.
What about you, Silas? How spicy is this movie?
This was in keeping with the themes of child penis and general Ishii's piss filtration. This was that fucking bullshit that Chinese, they drink child piss.
Oh.
As like a homeopathic remedy for illness.
Oh,
this was a big old jug of Chinese child
piss. Hell yeah!
Oh God,
that show Nathan for You. Have you
seen nice.
Nathan Fielder?
No,
I believe. But anyway,
yeah, they be doing that. It's crazy. It's like a whole thing. I think there's like a festival for it, and the extra scary.
That's child crazy. Piss festival.
Makes me scared.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Don't like that.
What about you, Chris? How spicy was this movie?
I guess in conjunction with our my what the fuck moment, this is a chicken wing from Buffalo Wild Wings, Asian zing flavor.
Okay.
And you just suck all that meat off the bone.
In one go.
Because you're a good girl.
Oh my God. Jesus. Damn.
Got a little kick to it. The and bones are white.
Weird to watch.
We're all white on the inside.
Yeah. All right, Lisa. All that's left to do is slot in the men behind the sun on your leaderboard.
Okay.
This is where we rank all the movies that we've watched on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Favorite to least favorite. So where does the men behind the sun fall on your leaderboard?
Pretty low. So I think Men Behind the Sun is gonna go in my number 43 spot below Devil Woman Doctor and above Celatursica. Yeah, it's way down there.
Pretty low.
Silas, where's it going to go on your leaderboard?
I think it's going to go above Thriller, under Teeth.
All right, new number 7.
New number 7 for Silas.
Yeah. So where's it going to go on your leaderboard, Chris?
I think it's going to go in 44.
All right. 44, below Blood Red Riverbed and above The Miracle of Violence.
Seems like a strange spot to put it. That's where it's going.
It does seem like a strange spot to put it.
I was going to say that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right between the strychnine films.
Yeah.
He said the child penis was better than this one, lesser than this one.
I know, man. What the fuck? How do you rate this shit, man?
I just try not to think about that part. think about the whole picture.
Yeah.
I'm just putting shit in places at this point. fucking no.
Yeah.
I can deal with it later.
All right. Well.
Well, that was The Men Behind the Sun.
Uh-huh.
I think it was an important part of our extreme horror education.
Yeah, maybe.
It was.
Glad we watched that.
Mm. Okay.
I learned some things. Cats die when rats chew on them.
Porcelain bombs do not work.
Yeah.
Well, next week, I don't know what we're doing next week. Still waiting for some guests to potentially lock in for next week. Fucking surprise episode. I don't know what it's gonna be. So tune in next week for another fun-filled episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.